We are in the Gemara and Sinai base 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top. 8 lines down from the top. 4 lines down in the wide lines. Lo sukhane. Do not be good. Well, Lo sukhane.
Wait a second, am I confused about where we were up to?
Zion base. 14?
No, but what sukkah?
Los chonim.
Yeah.
Los yisena matas chinam. Don't give them a free gift. Vatani, didn't we learn? Maise, Rav Gamliel shem alech b'derech. Rav Gamliel was walking down the road. Rav klus kinachas, he saw a certain roll. Mushlachs b'derech, which was cast on the way. Amar l'tavi abdu, he said to Tavi slave, toloch klus kinzu, take this roll for yourself. Then he saw a guy coming opposite him. Amar lo, so he said, Mavgaye. Mavgaye was either his name, or according to the Shinun, it's close on the bottom, it's a euphemism for a Swiss, or somebody who's been castrated, and he called him by a, so you know, a Swiss. No, to the guy. So he said to the guy, Tola Kluskinzu, take yourself this role. Ratzachrav Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi ran after him. Armalos said, Mashimcha, what is your name? Armalos said, Mavgai, Staka was his name. Umiyainato, from where you're from? Armalominayalo Shoburgenin, from certain cities of huts. Umakircho Ragamil, Miyamechel, Ragamil, ever meet you before? Armalolo, he said, no, Ragamil never met me. Kiven Rangamliel Baruch HaKodesh. Rangamliel figured out new Baruch HaKodesh that this guy's either name was Mavgoy or that he was a Swiss. Laman HaMen HaShloshah Torah, learn from three things. One, Laman HaShem Avir Melechem, that you don't pass over bread which is on the wayside. You have to pick it up. Two, Shchametzu Shonochi Mutal Achar Pesach Miyad, that it's the Chametz of a Goy is permitted immediately after Pesach because it was right after Pesach. So he assumed that the bread would have been baked by a goy, and therefore it's immediately mutter after Pesach. And three, Shochin Acha rolled over Yidrochim. Then we go after most of the wayfarers. The way that Pnei Moshe explains it is that the reason why he said to give away the bread is because he didn't want Tavi, his slave, or Rabbi Loi, for that matter, to eat the bread because it's Pasachum. So since Rova of Yidrochim Acham, we didn't want to eat it. So Rabbi Yaakov says, Avdi Omar Rishim Shem Ravo said, that was once upon a time you would pick up bread which you found along the way. But now we leave bread there where we find it because of Kshofim.
Okay, because we're afraid that it's...
What?
Because of why?
Because the bread has been used by witches and planters, right? Like a landmine, right? So now the truth is the Gemara doesn't see the fault. Well, let's go further. Okay, we'll pick it up in a few minutes. Says Mara, as he was leaving the city of Ksiv, Rav Gamliel, Bo Echalishol Anishol, Sir Brizel came to ask him, "Do you matter his net?" And so he said to one of the guys who was walking with him, Tomar, tell him, that we drank already Italian wine, and therefore we're considered to be drunk, and therefore we can't pass the chalice or be matinetta. Amar lo hein. So he said, yes, I know, the questioner said. Amar lo shoy, so he said, the truth is, I think this Homer Lane should be in the next line. After Amar L'Shoel, he said to a person, "Why do you matter neder? Tayeli monu achin notikas yehinenu. Do you want to walk with us until our wine diminishes?" And on that, this is where I think it should say Amar Lohein. He said, "Yes, I'm willing to walk with you." Okay, so they walked along. Once they reached the mountains going up to Tyre, Yoram Gamliel came down off his horse, whatever he's riding, Misate, and he wrapped himself in his cloak. Yashalon, he sat piti los nidra, and it was matinetter. Midvar lomano, from this incident of the Rangamliel, we learn, Shervis yayim asharkera, said a measure of wine the size of Ervis, which is 3 to 6 ounces, depending on what shear you hold up, makes a person drunk. Also, Vishadar mefigas hayayim. and that walking takes away the drunkenness and makes you sober again. And also, when you saw in the Dorim velo morim shtuyai, one cannot be martineta nor paskin when one is consumed wine and barred wine. Velo mefer in the Dorim, nor can one be made for neder mahalchin. The same thing, one can't be martineta while one is walking. Ella atufin, one has to sit wrapped to the ocean, wrap oneself up in one's cloak, and sit down to be matir neder. So, how was he matir the neder? Rabbi Yochanan said, this is how we opened up the conversation. Says, yesh botez, are people who make expressions, meaning a shvuas called a shvuas bitui, kimakiros cherven, it's like the pierces of a sword, begomer, etc. What is that? What are we referring to? Achat shenoda min akikar. We're referring to a person who took an oath not to eat a piece of bread. Vayd yechol, vayd lo yechol. What if he eats? What if he doesn't eat? In achil, if he eats, al nidre, he transgresses the letter he took. In lo achil, and if he doesn't eat, uchot al nafshei. He's a sinner because he's afflicting himself. We know a person is not supposed to afflict himself. So what should a person do in those circumstances? He should go to the rabbis, they'll be matir as neder. It says, the tongue of the wise man Marpei heals. Now, Lumaisa, the Gemara really doesn't get into this, but basically what Rav Gamliel did is he gave a matnas chinam to this goy. Right? The Gemara doesn't really ask this a question. But the assumption, the underlying question is that the underlying assumption is that he gave it to Manas Chinam as well to Manas Chinam. So the answer, obviously, although none of this is explicit over here, the answer is obviously that I just noticed the Maraponim now. Look at the Maraponim. Maraponim is on the bottom. He says, you know, the kash is obviously a game of gift. Vatani, ma'isakam u'shar mahalach b'derech, right? So he says, l'chor l'ashkan ochel n'mishani l'kusha. There's no answer. Why did he give him the gift? So l'chlomar b'hoad, the kamar kivar and gamliya b'ruach ha-kodesh. L'manu men v'chule v'shochen ha-charov drachim. K'imel n'chlom ha-kusha v'ochel lo mishum chen as lo man as-chirem el shalo zeh el shalo ha-roi kimam av gai ha-zeh. In other words, it was a special part of the Ruach HaKodesh that he knew he had to give this guy a gift. So it's not a riot in this case, because this riot was like Ein Sam Chal Nes. I think it's Ein Sam, this actually means something else. But you get the idea. Well, it's not like we can't extrapolate from this, because this is a case where there was special divine, special circumstances. I would have said that the reason I can't learn for this case, because I think that he seems to say this later on in the Maraponim, is because in this case, the bread was also for a Jew. So matnas chinam is only when a Jew can get hanoah from it. To give it to a goy is a matnas chinam, and that's forbidden. But here, where a Jew couldn't get hanoah from it, so therefore Pasha says that it's permitted. So I'm not sure if actually he said.
Is that true? Is that...
No, I just made it up, but it sounds like that from the sugya, right? Well, it doesn't sound reasonable.
Why should the matana be contingent on whether you have use for it or not?
Because that
motivation.
Well, we find such a thing. That's what?
Because it depends on the motivation for saying you're not allowed to give him a time at the beginning.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, it'll be a chiddush. You're right. Okay, says obviously the minimalist answer is the Maraponim's answer, that it was because it's a nay, so it's different. Now, k'tein los chane, los ne'aleim chen also means you shouldn't give them chen. But tani, then we learn ma'aser gamliel, in other words, you shouldn't give them praise. But tani ma'aser gamliel shem metal barabais. Ma'aser gamliel is walking in arabais. V'ra isha achas nochris. And he saw a certain shiksa was very beautiful. Of course, Jewish women are not so beautiful, right? So it says he saw a certain shiksa was very beautiful. And he made a bracha on her. says more chidak. See, people who read all these magazines are doing it because they want to make more brachas. Mayor brachas b'chol yoyim, right? So, So it says chidak. Women. How could there be such a thing? El derech akumi. So he said it was a crooked path. Could go on such as Ahain Pasboris, so it was like a corner. She beat Boshlo Batavoso. He came around the corner, and there he was, she was, without his intent, Ubirech Oleh. It was a Varech on her. It's a beautiful Shuri Das in this for Rabbi Yosef Leib. He says that you can't, it's the point of Torah is not to quash the aesthetic appreciation which a person has, but rather to channel it into other more lofty areas, but it's all based on the aesthetic appreciation which you have, and therefore, of course, you don't look for women or two women, but if you see a beautiful one, then you do make a bracha because you have that aesthetic appreciation which remains with you. Okay, so it says in Lochan Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Yosef and Chanina.
This was a who?
No. Hoyt Litvish.
Oh,
yes, Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, one of the fat. From Tells. Okay.
Sounds
true, but it's not. Okay, so says more, you would be allowed to, you would dafka look and channel the thoughts. But, okay, Lechem, Rabbi Zir, Bashem, Rabbi Yisrael, Chanina, Rabbi Bod, Rabbi Chia, Bashem, Rabbi Yochan. Los Chanei means Los Yitlanim Chain, so you can't give them brachis, right? Can't say, wow, what a great ball player you are, what a beautiful woman you are, etc., etc. Says Martin, so it's not a kasha. Ma'amar, did he say, avskanta, which is that, did he say to her, wow, you're such a beautiful woman? He didn't say anything to her. He didn't give her chain. That's what's forbidden. Lomar elabol shekach lo brios nos velomis, he blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu on seeing the woman, but he didn't give her a blessing. It's a big difference, okay? Rabbi Shimon bar Avraham Avo, this is amazing Gemara. I don't even know what to do with it. Rabbi Shimon, that's good.
She came
raw afilu chamorna. Even to see a beautiful donkey, or gamalna, a beautiful camel, susnoa, a beautiful horse, omer bar shekach lo brios nos velomo. Blessed of Kosh Baruch is beautiful creature's world. So a shiksa is no worse than a horse. Okay? Says more further, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Barachin said, Godel is so amazing. More. A Jewish a hairdresser, lo tekadal es anochris. She shouldn't dress the hair of a shiksa. Why? Mishum luti tena lehem chein. You're going to give him chein because that way they're going to have beautiful hairstyles. So it's interesting, a Jewish woman's not allowed to become a hairstylist, according to this, right?
Or a
sheitel macher. Or a sheitel macher for a goyim.
For a
goyim, yeah.
It's understood the goyim would have sheitel
macher. No,
a hairstylist only for goyim.
What? You can, but not supposed to be for... By the way, it doesn't give you no... Crowley's invoked the Spindel principle and say this is only when you're doing it for without making money. If you charge them more, then it's the hairstyle is worse. They're not the robber. Maybe it's mitzvah to whatever, to treat them. I don't know. Anyway, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, a Jew should not become the best man of a goy. It's interesting because there is such a kpeda. You're not supposed to facilitate the shiduchim of goyim. Mishum lo tischatim bom, because it says, do not marry into them. So that, obviously that's about actual, you actually are marrying them, but here we're using in an extended sense that you shouldn't be facilitating the marriages of non-Jews. Okay? Rabbi Yitzhar bar Gufta boikum Rabbi Yaman, Rabbi Yitzhar bar Gufta asks for a mother of Leil Chubes HaMishtash Losser. If you can't go to his bar, so it's certainly true, Leosis lo shushvin lo koshkein is not a kapachorm, he can't become his a best man or part of the participants in the wedding party. Our Moses said, Litan Lam Belosa. So it's kind of tells us it's worse. In other words, Chazal made Xera not to go to their parties. But the Torah says, Lotis Chatimor. Now, the truth is, the Maraponim points out that it's still not a real Doraisa, because the real Doraisa is actually marrying them. But it's a more severe Drabana. Now, I think I told you this before about the Rosh Hashiva and Shalvim, who once had to kick a Rebbe out. He fired a Rebbe. Because the Rebbe was teaching in class that there is no difference in the Rabbonins. right? The same, it's just as chomor to tie your left shoe before your right shoe, or rather your right shoe before your left shoe if you're a righty, as to eat milk and chicken cooked together. Because they're both the rabbanos. So what difference does it make? This is the rabbanon and that is the rabbanon. They're all based on a little saucer. Right? So you have to... So actually, he felt that he went to Rav Shlomo Zalman and asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, told him this is indeed a treasonable offense, and you could actually fire Rebbe if he's going to teach that.
What was the problem? Was it because Rebbe was ignorant, or because...
I think because the Rebbe had misplaced values.
Really?
I'm not sure that he never... I don't remember the explanation it was precisely, but I remember the story and the result of it. Okay? So... Rabbi Simon had vineyards. Nota here means he had vineyards in Har HaMelech. So Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, I can't do it myself. Can I hire them out to Goyim to work them? Rabbi Yavori said, no, let them go fallow about these Daskirim Lenochri, rather than rent them out to Goyim. So Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Yeshua, Shvi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And he said it's okay. So the Mara Rabbi Yeshua, again, Makom She'ein Yisrael Mitzuyin Kadosh Surya. The story about okay, so the Jews cannot work the land. There aren't that many Jews there. We still want the land to work. If you work, and that's true, especially about Syria, which is mostly Goyim, and the Jews are very far, far, far between. Says Mara. Syria itself, concerning Syria, let's run out from here. Rabbi Chagai Nochas L'Chometz, or Chagai came to the city of Chometz, which was in Syria. Atam Shalomay, they had, even the Bar Ashtor, people from the city of Ashtor came and asked them, Begin to lay Shul Shrichin, since Jews are not around, Bona Mugri La Mamin, and we rent out our fields to Goyim to work. When they give us back the produce, do we have to take miser off what they give us? That's not what it means actually. It's the produce which they consume. Do we have to give miser on that as well? Or is there going? They're working for us. We have to meister the stuff which is going to them. Okay, well, I think I actually said it right the first time. Says Umare, Sholach Shol Rabbi Zera. He went and sent a message to Rabbi Zera. Shol Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Ami. Amrle, so he said, Rabbi Maula, so we have to meister that which they get. Amrle, Eitzer Chlas Zera Day. You don't do meister for them. Not Shoma. From this we deduce, in any event, it says Rashi, but should be Shema, that Lahaskir Kirabi Yossi. In terms of renting them out fields, we can rent them out fields, like Rabbi Yossi said. Okay, because here we're talking about renting out fields to non-Jews. Well, Minadon, also in following case, Rabbi Yossi, he asked all these great Gedolim, for only the Paskim Laskir Rabbi Yossi, that in terms of renting, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, they're allowed to rent them out the house, that's what it is. V'ola aser ein masrim al yodei. But in order to meiser, that which, the non-Jewish sharecroppers gain, that you don't have to miser. You don't have to clean the miser that which you're paying them off with. Okay, so you can hire non-Jewish workers, but it's they're in this quasi sort of state. In other words, they're not fully integrated into the Jewish society, of course, because they're goyim. So therefore, you hire them, but you don't have to miser that which you feed them. That which you're giving them that can be taken off the top before miser comes due. Okay, says Gemara. Says the Mishnah further. I'm Mokom Shomu Laskir. Now, this is a very, very, very difficult Gemara to fulfill in this now, in this day and age, at least in Eretz Yisrael. Even in place where they said you can rent a goyim, according to a mayor that's in Syria, and according to Rabbi Yossi, even Eretz Yisrael, lola based dira amru. You can't rent them an apartment. They should mark this with Sulcha Avodazora, because he's going to bring Avodazora into the apartment. Shemrat is going to bring all his getchkes, all his idols in the apartment. Shemrat says, lo savitoi, vo'ebi tzachav, yisachan kamod. Do not allow a Republican to enter your house, and you'll be excommunicated like it, right? No matter where you go, you should never rent a bathhouse. They should nikris al shmuel because it's called by the name of the original owner of the Jew, and people are going to say, hey, look at the uncle's bathhouse. It's open on Shabbos. Okay, so we don't know what that would happen. So, it's interesting, you know, in Baltimore, there's a glass company called Kaplan Glass. And glass companies have to be open 7 hours a day, 24 hours a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because they have to constantly do boardups and stuff like that. So, these Kaplans are from people. So they run a glass company. So they actually have slides on their, trying to know if slides the right word, but guide rails on their truck. And every Shabbos they put in front of the name Kaplan Glass, they put the name Service Glass. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, this company is owned by the Goyim who constitute Service Glass. And they're only Kaplan Glass during the week. It's an amazing concept. That way, all the proceeds from that day go to the non-Jews. What? Right? Excuse me?
That is pretty
good. Right. So the thing is like this, by a bathhouse, it's always called your name. Right? So therefore it's always called their name. So therefore there's no way of getting out of that. You actually you're not allowed to participate in building a bathhouse with a non-Jew. And that's keep it over on Shabbos. Okay?
Like a shul.
A shul. Hey,
it's
true.
So Rabbi Ryan Shul.
Yeah. Okay. And Frank Shul. Says Amara. A place where normally you sell, you could sell him whatever is, or rent him, whatever is customary in that place. Now, this are actually, the Mushlaim says, there are Achorim which try to make this work with our Mishnah. It doesn't really work with our Mishnah. So Amudi Yerushalayim says, really, the Gemara is basically, I don't know if arguing is the right word. Let's say, construing the Mishnah very, very, I don't even know if that's the right word. It seems like more than a talk of arguing. Because the Mishnah said, categorically, you can't rent them as an apartment, right? So the Mishnah of the Gemara says, taka based on minuk, right? It says that, makom shenogolim kor, places minuk to sell, makom afilo based dira. Umaskofir is saying you can rent it out to him as well. So we really rely on chutzar. It's basically on this Yerushalmi, on this kula here that you're allowed in a case where the minute is to sell, even though you know that, you know, he's going to put in his Hail Mary on the wall. It doesn't do any good. I mean, it's still, it doesn't make it usher to sell. Okay? There is there's a long discussion with Baz over here discussing this matter. He wants to tie it into, called Darbu Chutzlaret. Not just him, somebody else want to do it. Anybody who lives in Chutzlaret, Gagoyim and Chutzlaret are not really true. They're not so from. And therefore, you can sell them a base deal in Chutzlaret. You know, there are other contentions that are involved. Says the Mare, Rabbi Yachob, Rabbi Tanchum, Barchi Abishem, Rabbi Yossi said, Vafilu Teva Ktana. Even a small box means your small house. Such as the bursaki, the tannery inside it. And you're allowed to rent to him since the Jew is not living in the same room. In other words, the Jew is elsewhere. Okay? So you're allowed to rent him the premises. Okay? Lo sotavar kula, and it's not just where, it's the entire thing. Ela filu habayis echad. I forgot what that means. One second. Yeah. You don't have to rent out to a goy the entire house. I might think once you rent to a goy, you have to rent to a goy the entire house. Right? You don't have to rent them entire house. You can even rent them just one room. Or sell them one room. Like you do with a maid. So you actually are allowed to have a maid. And the makom is a makom where the minhag is to sell and to rent houses to goyim. So then you can even you can rent a small house to them and even rent a quarter to them and remain in the rest of the house. That's okay. Okay? That's how the Ritba's interpreted. And I want to tell you there are other interpretations that are radically different of this Gemara. This Gemara is very ambiguous, but that's the... I'm just going... What?
I just think of a co-op. People. It's really a building owned by all the people who live there.
Right, so unless it's some heck of chutzah, so the Tzaddik just wants to bring up, so then how you are the whatever is Ritba's, so then how are you supposed to do it? Okay, so says the Mishnah further, the Gemara rather, lo sota barkula filo bayis echad, even one room allowed to rent. Okay. Says Mar turning the page. This is a Mishnah himself as Maestros, and it's really a new issue. Although according to the Shaitar, so changed the whole gear. So the Shaitar so throws in a whole variable. Let me tell you about. He says there's a variable which it seems comes to the Bavli, which is that three houses you can't give them, but two houses you can give them. Because three houses are already called a shchuna, a neighborhood of goyim, right? That you can't give them. But then two houses you can. And the question, if you gave a bais katan, can you give another, how many more houses can you give if you gave a small house? And if you have them in your house, how many more houses can you give? So that's how he learns the sugya, by putting in that element of the three houses make a neighborhood. Okay? But you don't have to put it in. You can work out the Gemara as we did without putting that in. He just holds it, it should be put in. Says Marpita has a mayor, Stein's living in zoo. It says, if you have two houses or two rooms, one inside the other, it becomes chayv and maisus the stuff when it enters the inner room, not the outer room. You know, this chayv enters the inner room. Now, again, according to Shari, so this whole Gemara is connected to the previous one, but according to the Yerushalmi, as it is in front of us, it really isn't. So it says Marchita, the inner room is liable for Meiser. The outer room is still exempt because not yet kavuot the Meiser. Oisach is one room originally. When Asishtaim became two rooms. Stein was two rooms originally. When Asishtaim became one room. Rav Avishem Rabban Adamon says those are Meres. Let's teach us. Sardashin is... I'm sorry. There's no answer question. Sorry. There's no answer to the question, what happens if the nature of the house changes? Rav Shera Bona Tamon Zos Ameris, they say, Sade, our mission teacher, Sade Shin Suna Gaba Derech, a field which is on the highway, also ask Gil Nochinan that ever to rent out to Goyim, because the nation Nikris, so Shem Yisrael, because it's called the Jewish field, and they plow in it, and it's bad public policy. Now, this is very much no gebetz manazer, right? How is this no gebetz manazer? Last Gemara, Meir sign issue. What can't you have come on Shabbos and yontif to your house? What's right? What can't you have come on Shabbos and yontif to your house? According to this, lawn services too. If your lawn service shows up in Shabbos, you gotta send them away. Because it's called Hashem Yisrael and they're Chodesh in it. So it's now, people are gonna think it's Yisrael who either gave permission or participated actually in the plowing. Okay? So it's Mar Sinai issue. Says Mishnah Gemara Mishnah further. Hajjokli, apparently, Nehadim. Aim I mean a babe of Butakosha Nochin. Okay? Baruch Hashem, back to X rated Gemara. You don't put animals in the stables of a non-Jewish innkeeper. You know why not?
Because the
guy
might play with
him. The guy might play with him. Good way of putting it. Right. The Gemara doesn't mince so many words, though. Because they're suspect on bestiality. A woman should not closet herself with a goy. And they say, Chashuv Mashvich is done because there's a suspect on murder.
All right,
sorry, I skipped, huh? But lo yisyach adonim moim, imagine that's clear clouds himself with them nation of Shumma Jewel is done because they are suspect on murder.
It's interesting how come this didn't follow the same as
rape. Morris is going to talk about that. Bas Yisroel looked at it as a Jewish woman should not be a midwife for a non-Jew. But a non-Jewish woman can be a midwife for a Jewish woman. She could nurse a non-Jewish child. But a non-Jewish woman can nurse a Jewish woman's child in the Jewish woman's domain. Okay? Says Rabbi Zirai, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yonah said, Zipotek Rabbi Lezer, fascinating, Yushalmi style hyperlink. Aloha is a paraduma camp, it was a machlokes by paraduma camp when you could buy a paraduma from a goy. Why do you think a light of our Gemara is machlokes by paraduma whether you can buy it from a goy? What? Yeah, because we suspect the goy had relations with the animal before he gave the animal to you. This must have been a big problem. People in the old days had relations with cows, with sheep. Anyway.
When I was in New York,
they wouldn't actually do it though. They claim that they did it.
You still hear about it nowadays.
What?
You still hear about it nowadays in shepherds.
Oh yeah.
In foreign countries.
Okay. In Scotland, civilized place like Scotland. I can't believe it. Not Mikado. Anyway, says Mar, but that's the bottom line. The Gemara was choshish. Any coin you happen to see, they happen to be a choshud on Mishkav Behema. Okay? So says Mar, it was a sick world, sick world. So says Mar, so! Who's our mission going like? Well, says Mar, Tipatak, Rabbi Lezer, our mission must be going like Rabbi Lezer. You can't buy a paraduma from a minanochim. Can't buy a paraduma from goy. Why? Because they're choshed on harba. Our mission is choshed them for harba, right? Same issue, right? We're afraid of husbandry. Says Amore, Rabbi Yonah boy of a love. Rabbi Yonah asks, but love alone not patri. Lord, they recall it seems to go to rabbanim. Kind of my Rabbi Lezer, shame Rabbi Kalis, the name of Rab. But if you look at my mutalim ko. Even goy people chose, you're allowed to sell a goy, an animal, because once he owns it, he's not going to rape it. Because it's going to ruin its value, and he wants to maintain his investment, right? Also, liachay, nevertheless, now you have to closet a goy with your animal. Can't send the goy out to the barn, right? Nevertheless, v'yichay tivra komutr, b'diyevet, it doesn't say mutzah, but it should. B'diyevet, if you let you closet himself with your animal is mutzah to be a komutr. Okay? So therefore, so maybe our mission is going like Tiberi Kol, saying that everybody holds that you shouldn't do it, right? You shouldn't be Miyachi them, right? But B'dievet, if you were Miyachi them, then it's okay. Okay? We don't assume that they actually had relations. Says Amara, Rabbi Yirmiyama said, Nishmina me'ato, let's her out from here. He's actually a pretty cool case. It says a Jewish woman was taken captive by Goyim, so we assume, it's actually an issue in Ksuvus, but if we assume that she's taken captive in order to raise ransom, that she remains the Hoira. She wasn't seduced or raped, because if they want to raise ransom, they want to raise the most ransom possible. And if they find that she was violated, then they're not going to raise so much ransom. Okay? So, people are not going to be... They won't be willing to pay for damaged goods as much as they would for pristine people. Right? So says Mare, over there, we say that a woman who was taken captive for your money is permitted to her husband, even though she is forbidden to misyachid with her captors. So here too, let's say that if you were miyachid with, if you're miyachid with an animal, so it should be mutter according to everybody. And what's even according to Rabbi Lozer before, that said he can't take a part, it's kosher, the Blazer report said he can't take a part of doing from a goy. So it says the Gemara, let's say, even if it was Misyachet Paraduma, we don't suspect that necessarily he's going to have relations with her. So it says, Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi, says, Shani, fascinating thing. He says, no, no, you know why Goyim don't have relations with their captors? And I want to tell you, this is actually Machlokes, Rid Basman says Machlokes Bavli Yushami. Because the Yushami, the Bavli Taka brings down the reason of Efsi Mamun, of monetary loss. That's why the captor is not going to fool around with the captive. But the Yerushalmi seems to learn that's not the factor. It's not because they want to raise the maximum ransom, but rather a new issue which is not mentioned in the Bavli. Amrei es Yishani Isha Shadakel Tzaveach. If she's going to be raped, she's going to scream, and people are going to hear. And the officer doesn't want to put him. What?
No, it was in the Soviet Union. We were leaving. They were threatening to beat us up. And we decided that what we're going to do is we're going to yell and scream. So in case anybody hears us, well, at least we'll know what was going on.
When was this?
1985.
Oh, yeah, 1985. You went in 1985? Your wife let you go? That's not bad. I want to go in 1985. My wife won't let me go. Okay. We were just married. Anyway, but she won't let me go. Says Gemara, who sent you? Did Akiva send you?
No, it was the National Council of Soviet Jewry.
Oh, they still exist, though.
Still dangerous in 84. I don't think they exist.
What?
They're still that dangerous in
84? Till 89.
Michael was on his deathbed, so it was very dangerous.
Yeah. But 89 was...
All my parents' family went in the late 70s.
I mean, more people were going in the 80s, but it was still dangerous. Anyway, I remember we had a whole clandestine meeting in Brooklyn with one of the guys who was in charge. He wouldn't even say exactly who employed him and who, you know, and who on whose behalf he was recruiting people to go to Russia. It was an interesting situation. A woman is not raped necessarily. We don't assume she had relations with her captors because she would shout. That's my answer. Now I'm going to learn to say Shari Teres Tirol, even though the Rebbe's learned is totally different. Says Agat Mechol Shreisa Chereshes. What about if she was deaf? What is then she going to do? So the way Rebbe's learned is Takol Rameh, she saves herself by sign language. So the Rebbe's, the Shari Teres Tirol says, he doesn't say this, I'm putting these words in her, says, get out of here. She's going to save herself by sign language? You know, that's going to work. So he changes the gear, sir. So he said, it's between, he said, Hagatzcho shoysa cheresh, is darko l'tzavech? No, instead of l'rameis, how is she going to save herself? So Mike Dun, so Take, when Maisa, the question is, what the Mike Dun is. So Mike Dun means, what's the resolution? The question is, what's the resolution of our Mishnah? That's what the Ritba says. Or the question is, what's the resolution of the Mishnah in Ksuvas? Which says that the woman is, taking the captivity is mutter to her husband. So it says the Marati Pata Rabbi Lezer, it's like Rabbi Lezer Omer Einan Yilkachas Miner Nochrim. So that would be if it's going Amish like the Rebbe Baz wants to contend. So it's basically going back to the Gemara's original position. The Amish holds that you can't, that we're afraid. We're afraid that the goyim have relations, and therefore you can't buy a porah duma from a goy, and therefore you don't put it, you're not misyached a goy with an animal, even though you're not so, even though it's still your animal, we're not misyached them. You know, on the contrary, as we said before, it's important to say, if it's your animal, we're not misyached because he's going to be willing to be bestial with your animal because he's not getting a loss. Whereas, again, that's the Bavli Yerushalmi doesn't really bring down. Whereas by his animal, he's not going to be bestial because it causes him loss because it's the detrimental to the animal to have relations with the human being. So they want us to go back to what they said originally. The Armish is like Rabbi Lezer holds, they can't buy paradum from Goyim because Goyim is suspect on a riot. So therefore, our mission would say, "Hey, my meat and bein b'koshel nochrim, we don't give them animals." It's also because of an arayas issue, right? So the way the Shari Teres Tirol wants to learn, however, it's going on the Mishnah in Ksuvas. Okay, it's going on Mishnah Ksuvas. And the question is by Ksuva, by the woman in Ksuvas, what are we going to say? How is she going to? How are we going to say she's mutter? So he says, "Tipata Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer ena nil kachas min hanochrim." It's like Rabbi Lezer who says that you can't buy a poraduti. I don't remember Shartzer so learns this line. You can't buy a poraduma from goyim. Can't buy a poraduma from goyim. I don't remember Shartzer so wants to make one mission to this. I'm trying blank.
We have to stick with the
Pneumotion. It's very much also says like you're about to go in our mission over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, give us 1 second. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. Okay, says it more further. So that we go our mission. The thing is, you know, the problem with the sayings going our mission is that mission of the Gemara just went in major circles. Because Rabbi Yehuda said it could be going like the Ibrahim Kol, right? Because he said that it's going like Divrei HaKol because it's talking about also lechatchila, but for the Eved, the Mishnah could be, the animal could be okay, right? And we seem to be fine with that. And that we said by Ksuvah, it's the same thing. It's also lechatchila, but mutter
b'di Eved. So, the question of Mike doing that really goes down to, okay, after you've drained it out of this, well, what's the real answer?
That's the way the Pnei Moshe is learning it.
This is a replacement tape for tape 723, the second side of type did not come out properly. So this is Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, for the most part. A little bit going on to Amud Beis. But before we get there, let's start from the bottom line of Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says there, Micah Don, so what's the story with the Parah Aduma? Tipata Rabbi Lezer, actually, Micah Don, what is the difference between the Chatchil and the Evid, as the Pnei Moshe says? Who wants to distinguish between Chatchil and the Eved, who the boy, the question is, the Hashtod, the Loshamina, Midim, and Asis and Ksuvas. Now we have no proof in the Gemara and Ksuvas, the Mishnah and Ksuvas, about Shvuya, Hechmur, Kuna, Masina, Sindahacha. How do we understand the Mishnah here? The Kamar, and the Gemara is going to say, the Mukilak of the Shanina, Meikara. We're going to go back to what we said originally, Tipat, Krabi, Elezer. Which is, of course, that you can't take a paraduma, buy a paraduma from a guy because of the chashash of bia. I'm a boy the mamar, tap a testament off. I'm a boy the mamar, they want to say, Mapling, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanon, Bepara. So initially they wanted to say that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanon, it's machlech, it's only by paraduma. I'll shoot Milo, he Bepara, because it's a Milo, it's a special type of unique, how do you say Milo in English? High level, which is by Parah Aduma. Silsul hu b'parah. Also, silsul is kind of a synonym for that. Something unique by a parah. Something lofty, like Nagu Khanim silsul ba'atzmam. Min ma de rabbanim is even Rabbi Elazar. From that which rabbanim asked, however, from that which rabbanim asked Rabbi Elazar, from a pasuk, kot son kedar yikputzulach. It says that all the sheep of Kedar will eventually be brought up to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis HaMikdash, to Reborn as Korbanos, Hadamara Af Bishar called Varen Chok Rabbi Lezer. So from the fact that they asked about regular sheep, it must be that Rabbi Lezer argues not just about Paraduma, but about everything else as well. Rabbi Yoshua Boy, Rabbi Yoshua asks, Meshivin Davar Shulah Haba, he doesn't understand how Bichlal they bring a ride from the Pasuk by Tzon Kedar in Yeshaya. Do we ask a question, Shulah Ha, Shulah Ba, about something which is in the future, Al Davar Shulah Shavar, on something which took place in the past, meaning Paraduma is something which takes place in the here and now. Maybe Lossi Lavo, the Yetzer will be Batel, and then the Agayim will not be Choshed anymore on Bias Behema. So says the Gemara. And continuing in this vein, right? Vavim boyin, I really put in Rabbi Yaffin and Rabbi Yoshua, but to get the idea. Vavim boyin, Mishim adavah sheyetzara, batel adavah sheyetzara kayom. Now there's yetzara, then there won't be yotzu yetzara. Rabbi Yeshua, my Rabbi Yeshua said, v'lama lean on patrin law. Why don't we explain it? The Shari Torah still takes out divrei hakol. So let's check it out. V'lama lean on patrin law. Why don't we explain kaidem arav hunu b'shem rav? That Rav Huna said named Rav by Yishkulu es Schari Shloshim Kesef. They're going to take the measure of reward, which is 30 Kesef, and we dash it Elu shloishim mitzvah shasi b'nei noach kabal lehem. These are 30 mitzvahs b'nei noach are eventually going to be makabal upon them la'asid lovo. And they certainly will not be choshu then on revia, which is already commanded about previously. However, this is a part and parcel of an answer, which is not going to be finished till below. And the intention of Gemara is, according to Shari Torah Sarit Zohar, that we see that the Yetzer is not canceled Lasi Lavo. We'll see that, again, not yet, but we're going to comment on that later on. So says Gemara, Rabban Amri, Elu Shloshet Tzadikim, Shloshim Tzadikim. These are 30 Tzadikim, which are Shein Olam Chasem Mehen. This is what we have a tradition that it's Lam Mitvav, but the Yushami says it's 30. Man the Mara Rav Nachman, for that which Rav Nachman said, M'shem Ramon, name Ramon, Einolim Yochalios Pachos Mishleshim Tzadikim Kavram Avinu. They have to be at least 30 Tzadikim, which is on the level, they are on the level of Ram Avinu. That's an astounding thing to say, but that's what it says. Perhaps it means that 30 Tzadikim, who together make up the Shir of Avraham Avinu, it's not clear. We have such a thing by the 36 people who could by I, that the Machlek is there, whether it was 36 people or one person, Yorah ben Menashe, so maybe here it's a similar thing. Ulai. In any event, so says the Gemara, Umatam Avraham Hoyo Yeh, Minyan Shloshim. So again, Hoyo Yeh is 30, and that's just the question is again, is it 30 like Avraham Avinu, or Avraham will be distributed among 30? Pahamim Shurban Bavavel, anyways, sometimes most of these Tzadikim in Bavel, Mutam Beretiso, and a minority in Eretiso, but Shurban Beretiso, Mutam Bavel. Simon Yafel Oilam, obviously this is Yushalmi, so Simon Yafel Oilam, Bishah Shurban Boretz. It's good for the world when most of them are in Eretiso. I guess they function better when they're in Eretiso, because Havir the Ard Yisrael. Rabbi Chia by the line of Bishim Rabbi Yosha said, Kol Mitzah Sasim Neoch Kabalim. Rabbi Chia by the line is saying, in Rabbi Yosha, not that Bnei Noach only accept upon themselves 30 mitzvahs, but rather Bnei Noach will only accept upon themselves 30 mitzvahs, but eventually Bnei Noach will accept upon themselves all the mitzvahs. My Talmud Pasuk indicates this, because it says, Ki oz epoch el amim safa brua. Then I will to turn the all the nations to a clear language. And a clear language, we assume, means Nei Moshe says arise from the end. The pasuk take a look at Nei Moshe on the first wide line. Kol Tzavocha Ami Safa Brua. The crow Kulam B'Shem Hashem Lavdo Shchem Echot. So everybody will be involved with the same shoulder, so to speak, with the same type of Avodas Hashem. So in any event, it says now comes Gemara's answer from before. Why Rabbana can ask from L'Asid Lavo on Bisman Hazeh, why they can ask from Tzon Kedar and Paraduma. What's the answer? So says Gemara, Ubasoif Hemasidim Lachzor Behen. Oh, we see the Yetzer is not Bata, because eventually they are going to renege on their Kabbalah of those mitzvahs Lazi Lavo. Umatama Pusik teaches this, Ninatkos Moscho Semo. We shall sever the bonds. And Nashlich Menav Semo and throw from upon us the yoke. The Shai Torah Israel takes out Zumitzvah Tefillin. Why did he take it out? I'm not sure why. Hey, because he puts it in later on anyway. I don't know why I put it, but wrote this down. Anyway, Zumitzvah Tefillin, Zumitzvah Tzitzis. So these Tefillin and Tzitzis are bonds and yokes that which a person wears, they're going to remove at least those mitzvahs. Okay, so that's why we ask Kashav and Tzon Kedar on Paraduma. Yitzhak v'yasi avi yasmin makshe. Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi was sitting and asking, v'hok, see, then say, v'yizbuchu la'ashem, b'yoyim ahu min ha'sholol. Well, so it says eventually they're going to sacrifice on that day from the sholol, which I assume is a similar question to the Tzon Kedar question. The Kaimuna, and we explained that we sustained this. Then we don't know in Chevraya Kimnua, being Rabbi Ami Kimnua. We don't know who sustained this, whether it's Chevraya Rabbi Ami. If you look at the Gilead of Ephraim, he says it's Hakavona, and you'll do a Mitiri Shushana. We don't know who answered first. Was Chevraya who answered first, and Rabbi Ami agreed with them, or Rabbi Ami said it first, and the Chevraya agreed to him. So anyway, it says, Min HaSholol, the answer is that Min HaSholol. Arosh, I think it takes out the word Arosho, is that possible? Looks like it. Anyway, no, I'm sorry, mean Arosho means from the, Arosho, mean the, from the beginning of the Pasuk. It's from the, no, wait, this must should be the end of the Pasuk. I mean, I'll show what they had first, originally. So he says, no. Oh, this, I see now. The Gilead of Ephraim learns like this. He learns, who was the first one who said it first? That's what the question is in the Gemara. Oh, yeah, that's the same as the Gemara. We don't know who said it first, but they said the following, that, Mina Sholol, Shoya Biyodam Hikrivu. That is talking about that they sold, I'm going learning like a Gilead of Ephraim, they sold the Sholol, and from the Sholol that they sold, they took they purchased behemos from the Jews, which were safeguarded, of course, to bring a korban. So it's Nishkan Kasha from that Pasuk Mina Sholol, because that Pasuk Mina Sholol is talking about where they used the Sholol to purchase, not that the korbanos came from the Sholol. Okay, Vaksi, now we're going to ask a question from Lishavar. Anshei Beis Shemesh brought Eilon Zvachim Lashem Parim from, of course, which the Plishtim sent back with the Aron when they restored the Aron to Bnei Yisrael. So it says, we're going to learn out from that Sinai Plishtim case, like the Bnei Moshe says here, there was a Rosh Hashanah, it was a special thing which they did. And it was even done in public in front of Sinai Plishtim for the Simchas Hanes. In other words, it was a special, unique exception. We can't extrapolate from there. So it says, and the proof that was So there, it's not a right because of Rosh Hashanah. What about the following raya? Gemi Shavar, Vaksi Vayomer Shol said by after Parsha Zohar, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Me'amoliki Heviyum. They brought it from Amaleki, the Karbanos, and the Karbanos would seem that Zon Amaleki should be choshed on Yes Bema. So says the Gemara, Eilam made him Shol. No, that's not a proof. The Maharish Lakish Rishlaki said, Shol Grufis Shol Shikma Haya. He was like, in the Shari Teres Yisrael explains that this is, he was a small person, like a branch from a tree which doesn't make fruit, because a sycamore tree doesn't make fruit. And that's the way, and perhaps, since we know Shaul was a big tzaddik, perhaps he means that in terms of Pesach Halacha, Shaul was not a pesach. Like we know it says that David was Sukkot Shmaitz Libet Hilchasa, and no, it doesn't say Shaul was. But even says on Pesach Yoshua Balafav David Ravasov, I seem to remember that there's something about Halacha that Shaul was in Pesach Libet Hilchasa, and David did something to that effect. In any event, okay, says more Voxy by Kav David Sagoyren, he took the Goyren from Aravna when he brought it aside for the Beis Hamikdash. So it's Masha that he bought everything there, lock, stock, and barrel, and we assume it was Makrivit. No, kind of low hikri. He bought it and he was a Makriv. Hi, Voxy, remember Aravna Melech, Hashem El Amelech, Aravna who sold the Goyren said to the king, Hashem Lekech Yiratzecha, and it sounds like Yiratzecha means he should accept you, find you acceptable with your Kabanas. Yiratzecha Betfila, not what's right davening. Voxy, Miyabe, Nechol, Losakrivis, Alechem, Alokechem, Mikol, Ele. It says in Pasuk that you shouldn't be makriv these karbanos, which are bali mumin. It's talking about in the Pasuk. Should makriv the karbanos from all these bali mumin. From all these, you shouldn't be makriv from a ben nechor, the bali mumin. But the inference is, okay, chata to me, makriv. You can buy, purchase from take from the bnei noach to me, and makriv there to me. My, what about bias bema? My, but Rabbi Lezer, what does Rabbi Lezer say about that? So it says, same to what we said before, lokecha, but tomi makriv. You take money from them, and you can makriv purchase with that money, karbanos, which you makriv on the, on behalf of the goyim. So says the Yerushalmi, according to the Shari Teisrael, V'ha Tani Tmimim. Hi, it says that you can take Tmimim, right? Tmimim says that Smash, you're taking the animals themselves, not the money. So if taking the animals is right against Rabbi Lezer, there's more economic look Rabbi Lezer. That tax is that Rabbi Lezer is not going to Rabbi Lezer. No, Rabbi Lezer can argue. We could say you only can take the money. Okay, turning the page, says some base Tani, we learned. We can't leave animals by the in the inns of goyim by themselves. Afilu zchorim, etzo zchorim. Even males by males in the kevos, etzo kevos, and females by females. Go without saying that not males by females and the kevos etzo zchorim. Okay, so the question is, of course, talking about animals and human beings. So first of all, my zchorim etzo zchorim my islach. What's the case of scoring by scoring? What's the problem? So the problem is, maybe sometimes the innkeeper's prostitute, the name Moshe says, comes by to him. So she doesn't find the innkeeper herself in Ravase Menu, and she goes to the animal in the shed and has beer with the animal. The cavus hits the cavus maizloch, same thing. But the cavus and cavus, what's the problem? Taka, the same thing is going to happen. The innkeeperess's lover will come, and he won't find the animal. So he won't find her. Won't find the innkeeperess Verova, and he's going to be Roveya the behema, and that's the end of this tape.